leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams. When you wake up
in the morning. Our special guest for this final segment of today's show will be Gerald Celente, joining us here in just a second. I just want to say, before we bring Gerald in, that Gerald Celente is an extraordinary man. He is incredibly courageous. He's a truth teller. He's got a heart and a soul for America and for humankind. I find in Gerald a lot of compassion for fellow human beings. And that's what we need now more than ever. Gerald Celente really expresses the humanity that's missing from our governments and from our industries and from all the profit motivations of corporations and the power motivations of government regulators that have been weaponized against the American people. And so I just want to welcome Gerald to the show today with just a lot of thankfulness. Gerald, it's an honor to know you, and I've been a follower of yours for years, and you know, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you. Very heartwarming what you said. I appreciate it very much. You know, I'm a blessed man. I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx, 1946, right after the war. The spirit of America is at the height. It's right after World War II. My aunts and uncles, my parents, the energy, the love they had for America and how they expressed it was in our souls. And when I say, you know, I'm a blessed guy, I mean, the Bronx is the Bronx. If you're not from there, don't tell me what it's like. I was a little kid. I was a premature baby. And I come home crying one day. I'm like about 6 years old. And my father said, what are you crying about? I said, I got beat up. He said, you don't come home crying. And I became the toughest kid because the bullies pick on the littlest kid. But when you're little, you're fast. And again, I went on. I taught close combat for many, many years, you know, black belt. I learned how to fight. And the attitude of the Bronx is, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. I won't tell you what to do. Don't you tell me what to do. I wasn't put on this earth to take your orders. As I say, my soul is Italian, but my heart is American. If I was born in Altavilla Appina, Vica Quince, I wouldn't be me. I'm only me because of where I was born and at the time. You know, one of my books, it's called What Zizi Gave Honey Boy. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Zia is aunt, Zizi is your auntie. They did a movie on this. You could get it on YouTube. It's called Zizi and Honey Boy. I used to be on Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America. I was in the news all the time. The movie opens up with how I got blacklisted from all of the media because I said we would lose the Afghan war and had no right going into the Iraq war, and we lose that one as well. The woman playing my aunt, by the way, may she rest in peace, is Doris Roberts, the woman that played the mother of the TV series Everyone Loves Raymond. She died 15 minutes into the movie. So I'm saying this because I appreciate deeply what you said about me, because it's the soul of America. It's what our country was founded upon. Why everybody in the world wanted to come to America. Now it's gone.
That's right.
It's gone.
You and I both, we miss America. We know the blessings that America was given. We know, especially in retrospect, how favorable the conditions were for America to be able to pursue prosperity. If you were willing to work, if you had some discipline, if you had some dedication, if you're willing to put in the hours and the effort, you could make something of yourself in America. It's the ultimate dream. And now that is being crushed systematically, day by day. And Gerald, the people who are the producers are being punished. The people who are the most important, the thinkers, the truth tellers are being punished and silenced. Everything. we have all these perverse incentives now that are bringing America to its knees. And I share your sadness. Watching it, it's devastating.
You know, going back to the generation, you know, my parents' generation, I don't know if you could see this, but this is a picture of my parents' wedding, 1934. Whoops, the other side over here. May they rest in peace. You see the way they're dressed. It was what you were saying. The people had the opportunity to be themselves. My father worked in a fish store. They went on my father's side of the family. They had four fish stores in New York City area, different brothers and sisters. My mother's side, they were butchers. They were able to open their own businesses. They started from nothing. And look at the dignity that they had. This is the Great Depression. Look at the way they're dressed, the Musks, the Bezos, the Zuckerbergs, the Gates, the Buffets. None of them could look like these people used to look. And not only my parents, it was the whole generation like that. You listen to the music of the swing era. Happy days, you know, leave your worries by the doorstep. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I don't have a penny, but I'm as rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street, lifting the people's spirit. And they became themselves. That's gone. And I have to, you know, with all due respect, I have to, you know, what Alex Jones said about his products and he said about Mother Nature, that's being disrespectful. How about Father Nature? How about trans nature? I mean, let's really be stupid. Look at the decline of this society and the crap that they shoved down our throat. And by the way, when I was a young guy and I showed you the picture of my parents' wedding, and you go to my generation, the Woodstock generation, you see the pictures of, you know, Woodstock, everybody's thin and fit. When I was a kid, there was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. They went out of business. You know why? You don't have to step right up, see the fat man, see the tattooed lady, see the lady with the beard. All right? That's where America's gone. They're all over the place. Look at the decline of this civilization. You know, it really gets me hot when I see a chick with a baseball cap on, especially backwards, when they used to wear these beautiful hats. And my mother, may she rest in peace, cleaning the house with a dress on and short high heels. Wow. Elegant all the time. And now it's a pig show.
Well, this is the cultural cesspool that we find ourselves in, despite our best efforts to prevent it. But as you know, Gerald, there are so many forces trying to destroy America and really destroy humanity. And to take us to war and to bring us into a nuclear war. And it's just like when you say, when all else fails, they take you to war. And I want you to speak to that right now, as gold is now $2,640, I believe. And the 101st Airborne is being dropped off in the Middle East. And Israel and Lebanon are exchanging rocket fire. How close are we to being on the verge of all-out war and destruction?
As you get the Trends Journal each week, I just finished the economic update. And I wrote about gold prices. And I said, one of the things I said in the trends business, we say that opportunity misses those who view the world through the eyes of their profession. So as we're talking about gold prices, you look at all the data coming in, they're talking about inflation, interest rate cuts, you know, all this is important. But how about what you're just talking about? How about the ramping up of the Israel war? How about the ramping up of the Ukraine war? Gold is the number one safe haven asset when there's geopolitical instability. And that's what's also driving it up. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. There's something that everyone should read. Google it up. Samson option. Of course, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. It's if Israel loses, they go nuclear. And they have between 200 to 400 nuclear warheads. They're going to lose. You don't have to be good at numbers at this. If they escalate, not if, when, they escalate the war against Iran, you got 91 million Iranians versus about, when you take the Arabs out, about 7 million Israelis. The Iranians are very advanced civilization. These are the Persians who have been around a long time. They got the weaponry and everything they need to do what they need to do. And now let's go back to the what's going on with Hezbollah. Blowing up more Lebanon. Last numbers I saw, almost 600 civilians were killed. Blowing the place up, people are leaving. Hezbollah, oh, by the way, they call them militants in the prostitute media. Militants. Oh, militants? The people that drove Israel out of Lebanon when Israel illegally invaded and they got them out of there in 2006, they're militants. So if somebody breaks into my house and they got a gun and I kill them, I'm a militant. Oh, and by the way, according to the American media and all the language that they use, our founding fathers would be militants and terrorists.
Well,
so this war is going to expand. Yeah. This war is going to expand. They get Iran into this war. Now we're going to go back into the economy. And besides the nuclear annihilation, gas prices, oil prices. Oil prices will spike to above $130 a barrel for Brent crude. That's going to crash the global economy and crash the equity markets. And again, as I just finished writing the economic update for the Trends Journal, it's going out tomorrow. Look at the data coming in from France. Look at the data coming in from Germany. Oh, Germany, the third largest economy in the world? The largest in Europe? Look at their numbers. They're negative in the PMI numbers and the service numbers. They're in negative territory. They're already in recession. They just haven't called it officially.
Germany is in an industrial collapse, and France is going to be facing an industrial collapse. The UK is in a cultural collapse, and I saw Germany is going to criminalize speech next and imprison people who speak out against the German government. So they're going full Nazi again.
Now look what happened in the UK and throw an F and U and a C in it. Well, they put this woman, they sentenced her for calling the Macron, that little cazzone with a pecker like this and all the little fake hair, that little boy. They call his wife a boy. This woman joked and called his wife a boy, and they're sending her to jail.
Right. Right. And you want to comment on Dr. Varma there in New York City who was caught? Crowder did the video. You know, you've seen it. He was bragging about his sex parties and orgies while telling all the New Yorkers to shut down your 5,000 businesses and wear masks and practice social distancing while he's rolling naked with people.
Yep. And you look at this guy. I mean, what kind of chick would want to have sex? Maybe he wasn't. Maybe you asked that question, not me.
But
maybe Lindsey Graham was there. Maybe the two of them got together. Look at this little clown boy. Again, that's the Bronx attitude. You go to a guy like this. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Who are you, little freak? You know what this guy would do? Fold like that. Don't you talk to me like that. I'll get you arrested, you little bastard. You little scum. Oh, by the way, join the scum club of how about that other little daddy's boy? Cazzone Gavin Newsom Gruesome. The little clown boy, the first to lock down the United States.
Yeah.
As he's going to the French Laundry and partying at $400 a plate dinners.
Well, I think the Scum Club might have been the name of the parties that attend the Scum Club, but because they were all vaccinated too, so they were all shedding on each other while they're rolling around naked with each other. You want a spike protein orgy? Huh? Does that sound like fun?
You know, this is one of my t-shirts, by the way. I don't know if you saw this t-shirt.
Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Ah, yeah, exactly. Well, there
you go.
Here's the
back. Perfect.
all all-American attitude right there. But Gerald, bring us back to, I mean, gold price, what does it indicate to you? I mean, the acceleration of the demise of the Western financial system is shocking, even me.
No, not, it's one of our top trends for 2024. 2024, golden year for gold. Gold prices are up over $600 an ounce since we made that forecast.
That's right.
It's the beginning of the death of the dollar. We have a geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis, the likes of which have never been seen in the history of the world, part one or part two. Let's put more data together. No one's talking about this. The office building bust. We had forecast this back in 2020 when they locked down everything and people were working at home. People are working at home and they're saying, I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to travel an hour and a half each way to work. I'm not doing that crap anymore. Now I'm the guy that has 10 stories or something and all these workers in there and they're sitting in cubicles. I don't see them anyway. Yes, stay home. I don't need this stuff. Right. In the next 2 years and 4 months, there's going to be $4 trillion, $4 trillion of commercial real estate loans coming due. They're not going to pay them.
Wow. No, they're not. And that's going to bleed into the bankruptcy of a lot of banks. Obviously.
You got it. The banks are going to go bust. Here, this is the data. Anybody could Google it up. About a month ago, 50th Street, New York City, Midtown Manhattan. A building that was sold for $320 million in 2006 went up for auction and was sold at $8.5 million. These are non-convertible. We only put data in. Buildings built in the last 50 years are non-convertible to apartments. You got a building in the middle of 50th Street. Sports Illustrated used to be there. You got no windows on one side, no windows on the other side, no windows in the back. All right? Non-convertible, you might as well knock it down. It's useless.
That's probably where this is going.
Your office vacancy rate, meaning nobody there in America, in the largest cities, 25% vacant. Vacant. Your office occupancy rate, meaning people going back to work, according to Castle Systems with a K, 51.9%. Now, all the businesses that depended on commuters, going out of business.
That's right. The downtowns are being gutted. They're becoming ghost towns where there used to be people on the street, used to be people walking around doing business, used to have the food cart vendors on the street. You could get a slice of pizza. You could walk in, you could do anything, anywhere, anytime, downtown New York City. And it's not that way anymore. The same thing is true elsewhere. Let me plug your website for you too, by the way. Trendsjournal.com is where people can get your newsletter, trendsjournal.com. And I want to mention you have an upcoming event that I want to help you publicize. Talk to us about that event because it's a big deal. You've got some great speakers lined up for it.
Again, my heart's breaking. You're talking about what's going on in America and how it's declined. Once upon a time, there was a man by the name of Dwight D. Eisenhower, a five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, two-term president, a real fighter, not like these little boys playing president. In his farewell address, he warns the American people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. And here we are. You were talking about, I was down in the city a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a city cat. Never did I see it so disgusting, not even like during the 70s at the worst time. Homeless under every scaffolding. In West Village, where I used to live one time, and now it's a very expensive area. I'm seeing guys on a Sunday afternoon shooting up people like this all over the street, garbage everywhere. So going back to Occupy Peace, I launched this movement over a decade ago. And it's to close all the military bases overseas. There are 900 of them in over 80 countries. Bring the troops home and secure the homeland. No more people coming in. And put the troops to work to rebuild our rotted infrastructure. And if you want to go to war, let the people vote. I don't need some little arrogant boy or girl telling me I have to go to war. Let the people vote. So this Saturday, we're having a rally up in Kingston, New York. This is the most historic Four Corners in America. The only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And I own three of them. And I bought these when I came back from Berlin, when I was looking to leave the country one time. And Berlin changed my mind because it was grander than Paris before it was bombed out. And I spent a lot of time in Paris. I used to date Marie-Pierre. And Marie-Pierre's brother, by the way, Francois, was the left shoulder of Jacques Chirac and Mitterrand. And my close combat teacher, John Perkins, may he rest in peace, used to go to Palace Elysee and work out with these guys and show them our close combat, the American way. Anyway, my heart broke when I saw Berlin. I came back and there was a for sale sign on the Franz Rogan House. I came back on April 27, 2012, 1750 building on the most historic Four Corners. And I ended up buying three of them. When I bought foreclosure, nobody wanted them. Another one was vacant for 5 years. I bought them because the seeds of democracy were sown here. I realized I can't run away. I'm only me, as I said, because I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. Love it or leave it. No, you leave it. You don't tell me what to do. I believe in the founding fathers. I believe in men, not boys, like George Washington, who in his farewell address said, "It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world." So all you little scumbags who are calling me an isolationist, you could go F yourself. I admire the founding fathers that you people would like to pee on. That's why I bought these buildings. I went, the guy putting on, I went for jury duty. The guy doing the thing said, "You see that picture behind me? That's John Jay, the first Supreme Court judge. He was a judge over here, right here. Oh, the Constitution for the United States, Kingston was the first capital of the United States. The British burnt it down, the Battle of Saratoga. The Constitution that was written for New York State, over 70% of America's Constitution comes from here. That's why I bought these buildings. Because the seeds of democracy was sown here, and these are the four corners of freedom, and I'm fighting for freedom. I am a warrior for the Prince of Peace."
Yes, you are. You are a warrior for the Prince of Peace. No question about it. Now, this event is taking place at these buildings?
Yes, and we have a big yard here that you won't believe it. You won't believe it.
Give us a website. How can people watch this event? Is it streaming? What is it?
It's going to be Zoom streamed, and of course, we'll stream it on yours as well if you'd like. And we have Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, and others, Joe Loria, and we're streaming it on their stuff. We're streaming it on everybody's. Scott Ritter, there's no man that I know that's more of a man than this cat, man. This guy's a real fighter. I'm a fighter. This guy's a different one. This guy's a former Marine, wanted to kill everybody. We're very good friends. We got to dinner and lunch. He became a different person when he was on the other side. Look at the torture that this guy's going through with the FBI raiding his house and on and on on. And he's out there fighting with the highest spirit. He is doing everything he can to make this the greatest event. He wants a million people here. We need to close down the streets.
Is there a website? I mean, is there like a place
Occupy
people can
peace.
Go? Occupy Peace.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's it. We're almost out of time, Gerald. I apologize, but OccupyPeace.com. Yes, we'd love to carry your stream on Brighteon. I know you'll be streaming on Rumble and everywhere else that you can stream. This is important. This is this Saturday, right?
This Saturday starts at 2:00. It's up to the people. It's up to we the people.
All right, Gerald. God bless you, Gerald. We're out of time for this segment, but stand by. I'm going to reconnect with you after this. I want to talk to you after the show. But for everybody watching today, this has been the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here, just hearing from Gerald Celente. And God bless you all. Thank you for watching today. Pray for America. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. As you know, we are headed into some very dangerous times right now. The election coming up. You're seeing escalation of war around the world. You're seeing more violence in America. You're seeing war by these gangs like Tren de Aragua. Well, the state of Texas has just declared war on this foreign terrorist organization. that has been taking over buildings in America. We've also got now a 0.5 rate cut by the central bank, the Federal Reserve. This is going to cause more inflation. It's going to cause more cheap money to flood into the system. You're going to see more food inflation, and you're going to see devaluation of the dollar rapidly over the next several months, especially as the government keeps printing trillions of dollars. Right now is the best time to trade dollars for things that will hold value and things that can help you prepare for what's coming. So here at healthrangerstore.com, well, I'm going to give you several different solutions here, but healthrangerstore.com, we've got some really strong solutions for you that are never going to be less expensive than they are right now. The prices are only going to go up as the dollar continues to be devalued. So show what's on my desk here. I want to give you guys a little tour. We've got Coco Energize. Cacao prices also have gone up significantly. That's got amazing ingredients for it. Check it out. We've got the pink Himalayan salt, which is a full spectrum mineral salt. We've got Nattokinase down there in the orange bottles. We've got extraordinary products available for you online, healthrangerstore.com. There's the monk fruit. Here's a zinc tincture that is really outstanding. Also, organic super protein mixes are available now, some plant-based proteins. On sale this week, you can always find what we've got on sale. Here's our MSM capsules. Many popular products across preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, home, including fragrance-free laundry detergent, and soaps and body care products that are ultra clean and laboratory tested. You get loyalty points on every sale. You got 5% off additionally with auto ship and so much more. So check all of those out. HealthRangerStore.com is the place to find all of that. And of course, your purchases help support this network, our interviews, our infrastructure, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.io, which is the decentralized social media network, Brighteon.social, and so much more. Now, for the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there, and we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51 thousandths of an ounce of gold. The one has 1/1,000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln. We melted it down. We dissolved it. We did ICP-MS mass spec testing and also acid stone testing. And we verified the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this. So I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse, because everybody loves gold, and everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable, but inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold. We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com. And there's my photo from like 15 years ago. And you can, this is with the Treasure Island Company, and this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website. And they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy. and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do. And when we test their products, the tests always pass. In other words, they have what they say that they have. So the dollar is going to accelerate its decline. And if you look at gold and silver right now, let's bring up kitco.com. What is gold today? All right, here it is. Gold at about $2,550. It briefly went over $2,600 and it came down shortly, but gold is trending massively higher. It was barely over $2,000 2 years ago, February of 2022, when Russia first invaded Ukraine there, the Donbass region. Gold just peaked over, I think, $2,050. Now it's over $2,500 and it's headed into, I mean, who knows how high gold is going to go. It's not about speculation. It's not about having more dollars for your gold. It's about having more ounces of gold, because dollars are going to be history. It'll happen over time, not instantly, but the dollar is being destroyed by money printing. Hyperinflation is coming to the West, and people who have gold and silver in various formats, gold coins, silver coins, gold backs, silver bars, prepper bars, all these different formats, these are the people who are going to have assets that still count when the currency collapses. And back to our products, healthrangerstore.com, these products are not going to get any cheaper. The supply chain is becoming more difficult, more expensive. You can stockpile these items, and we have many, many storable food items online at our store right now, healthrangerstore.com. Many storable foods. You can stock up now on freeze-dried apples and bananas and blueberries, and these have an extremely long shelf life. These number 10 cans are practically rodent-proof. They're easy to store. They're easy to transport. We've got fruits and vegetables and superfoods and miso and microalgae and so much more, either in number 10 cans or in pouches. And by the way, most storable food products out there, you know, kind of the low-cost kits where you buy a one-year supply for X number of dollars, you know what they're lacking? They're lacking real nutrition in terms of fruits and vegetables, especially they're lacking in vitamin C. You know, they can throw in a lot of calories with sugar or with textured, you know, vegetable protein or whatever. I don't know about you, but I don't consider that to be food. I mean, I want to eat real food and not just barely survive on, you know, processed crap, you know, with salt and sugar in it. If you want real food for the times that are coming, go to healthrangerstore.com, and you'll be supporting us at the same time that you are preparing yourself. And we thank you for all the support that you've given us over the years. And by the way, go to rangerdeals.com. Let me bring it up, rangerdeals.com. And this shows you, it gives you links to what I've mentioned here. Here's the prepper bars. Here's verified gold backs. Here's above phone, which is de-Googled phones. Kind of a good time to think about getting a phone that probably won't explode on you when your government remotely detonates it, right? So do you trust your phone? You want to get a de-Googled phone? This is the company, Above Phone. You can save $50 with this discount code right here. You can get satellite phones for emergency backup communications. You've got Connect a Mobile to defend your privacy with a service that replaces AT&T or T-Mobile. Here you go. We've got 10% off holsters, the best holsters in the world that don't break. I know that because I've been using them now for well over a year, and they don't break. We've got body armor where legal. We've got Treasure Island. Here's the body armor here. Treasure Island coins and precious metals. This is Shield Arms that has legal arm-braced folding AR pistols and much more. Custom Glocks. I mean, that's what I carry. So check out rangerdeals.com. Get yourself prepared. You will thank yourself based on what's coming. Times are incredibly risky, dangerous. Chaos is coming. We are, you know, a little over a month out from the election at this point, and who knows what's going to happen before, during, or after the election. But I'm not counting on there being, you know, peace and quiet. We're going to prepare for a collapse of the dollar. We're going to prepare for social or civil unrest out there, probably by the radical leftists. We're going to prepare nutritionally in case there are disruptions in the food supply. And I also encourage people stock up on natural medicine, because what's going to happen
when, you know, if there's a bank collapse or if there are disruptions in the supply chain, you can't get the products that you need. We are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime right now. And this window is going to continue for many months to come. So get ready and help support us. HealthRangerStore.com and RangerDeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.